Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hey.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about where to get the best property acquisition data in the whole country. The only reason we know that is because I've gotten it in all the wrong places.
Exactly.
Great show today, Jill. Before we get started, let's share something interesting that happened to us recently.
Okay. I love this. Jack, you're so good. Jack came to me the other day with a new app that he found, and it's this 5 mile app. So it's like a Craigslist kind of scenario.
It's called 5 miles.
Yeah. So I'm like, this is really cool. So I'm thinking business purposes. So we start out down that path thinking properties. We could put properties on here.
We can sell some property.
This would be a great thing.
Yeah.
So what's funny is it starts off with business to properties. And next thing you know, it's going to drums and motorcycles.
Everything ends in drums and motorcycles and some other stuff that boys think about a lot.
Exactly.
But can't talk about it at all.
Oh, that's not what 5 miles for.
Oh, no, I know. But that's what I just, you know, everything in life comes back to drums and motorcycles and a few other things.
Jack, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rated G.
Thank you very much. I just thought that was really good. It really is how it goes. I just wonder if that happens to everybody else. That we start off on this. We have very good intentions talking about business stuff. And then it goes, but I could use it for all this other fun stuff. So now it's not business at all and nothing's getting done.
To clarify, the app is intended to post, like, let's say you want to clean out your closet, you post a bunch of stuff and this 5 mile app, and then everybody within your 5 mile radius, because you all join this thing, and then you buy it. You sell it.
Yep.
You know, it's a 21st century classified ads thing.
Yeah. It's hilarious. Okay.
But I have all the keywords in there set to, it started with good intentions and now there's going to be drums.
I didn't know there were keywords.
Yeah, there's, you can.
Oh, you put like couch?
Cool. Yeah. So,
oh, does it alert you when things pop up?
It can. Yeah,
oh.
Absolutely.
Hey, that's.
You know what? Everybody's listening to this saying, wow, well, welcome to that app's been out for 42 years. Welcome, you guys.
You know, it's funny. I think I heard about it a while back, but I didn't give it a chance because I think it was so new that it wasn't being used. So, and now it's out there. So we have an app.
We do. We never talk about it.
I know. We should talk about it. Yeah. We have a free app, everybody.
We just did. There it is. We have an app.
It's Land Academy. We have an app. No, it's good. You know, it's funny. I do use our app when I'm going to go. I want to listen to some of our shows.
Mm-hmm.
I use the app. I go right there. I don't go to iTunes, and I don't usually go to our website. I go to the app and I do it from there.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
I don't go to our website either.
You're so silly.
And if you're listening or watching, do not go to our website.
Yep.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community. Jill.
Okay. Kathleen asks, has anyone ever purchased and sold land on the side of a mesa or mountain that has limited access? If so, what marketing strategy would be effective?
Should I take this one?
Yeah, this is so good. We talk about this. I wanted to share some of the stuff too that we talk about with our members live when we do our weekly calls. So, and we can all kind of chat about this stuff. So it's fun to share what we really talk about every day here. So, yes.
So I literally, here's a true story. It's quite some time ago, literally purchased on accident a piece of property that was like mountain. It was like for mountain climbers, and it was inside the Grand Canyon. And it was in a huge group of properties, so I obviously didn't review them as well as I should have. And a lot of it had to do with the fact that Google Earth Pro wasn't available. The tools that back then were just not available. So it looked like I was buying a piece of property on a mesa, but it eroded to the point where it was really like a wall that you can scale in a rock climbing situation. So that turned out to be one of the most properties that people were interested the most in all the stuff that we have posted. So. And it sold really very, very quickly. And I've spent a lot of time after that intentionally looking for property to buy that way. And it just didn't work. So the moral of the story that there is, anything that makes sets your property out that's really makes it look very different on the internet, you're going to do well. There's kooks out there that'll buy anything like this. Mm-hmm. And as long as you just say, as long as you're just really straightforward about it and say, yeah, this is, if you're a rock climber, you want it for whatever crazy reason, own the property that you're climbing, knock yourself out. This is it. So yes, I have. And then to wrap up the other end of the question, access, believe it or not, is, there are many people out there who intentionally seek out property that has very difficult access to get to. I don't know what they're cooking out there. How they're going to use the property is none of my business. But for whatever reason, there's a subsection of people that are interested in that.
Yep.
So again, don't get caught up in fibbing about what you have to offer. Just be real straight about it.
That's a good point. Don't fib, or there's going to be a refund in your future. So
you don't want to refund property. You don't want to refund 10 years from now.
No, and that's the thing. I stopped guessing. You know, that's it for me, Kathleen. Just because you think this is an unusual property, it has, you know, the access is limited. I get that. But it's, you know, it's obviously got some attributes. I mean, we talk about our four A's. You know, it's affordability, acreage, access, and an attribute.
Gosh, it's amazing you can remember that.
Thank you.
I'm impressed because I cannot remember that.
Thank
sometimes.
You. So that's the thing. You want to have three of the four or all four. So you found a great property. It's got this attribute, you know, for somebody. It's not crazy. And like I was just saying, I stopped guessing. It took me a long time. So I understand. It took me a long time to get over that. I would always think, you know, who would want this just because it's not my cup of tea? And I stop asking. And
you know, yeah, exactly. It's the same thing. Like, I mean, Jill and I are city people. I love living in a big city. And having access to all that. And it's some people, it's just absolutely not their thing. My sister lives on a farm in northern Michigan, and I would rather slit my wrists.
Right.
So it's to each his own.
Exactly.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, please reach out to either one of us on successplant.com. Today's topic is where to get the best property acquisition data in the country. And believe it or not, Jill and I have a program put together where we are licensed providers of a company called RealQuest.com or CoreLogic, which is their parent company. They aggregate all of the assessor's data for every county in the country with very, very few exceptions, four or five or six exceptions. And that's because those counties are not computerized yet. So, or maybe they intentionally, in the case of one county in Arkansas, intentionally will never get computers.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Exactly.
So what RealQuest does is they have an agreement with all the county assessors, and the county assessors do either a live feed or, depending on their computer system, a feed once a month, twice a month, once a week, depending on the agreement that they have. And the people at RealQuest, sometimes it's automated and sometimes it's manual, put it in one format, which, yeah. And that's the good news. Because you can go directly to the assessor and get data. Sometimes they charge it. Sometimes it's free. We talk about this all the time on the show. Yeah. But unless you have a PhD in data deconstruction, yeah, you're going to have a hell of a time getting it in the format that you need. So RealQuest did us the favor of making it very, very, very easy and manipulatable. So you only have to learn one format. So I think it was yesterday we talked about, you don't have to have a PhD in data kind of thing.
Exactly.
Like, are we getting our message across? Is data too complicated?
Exactly.
Well, this is as easy as it gets, the RealQuest data. So, yeah, we're licensed providers. It's extremely inexpensive through us, way less expensive, and you get a lot more stuff like free education and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Versus just going straight to RealQuest where you get no education at all, and it's expensive.
It's ListSource too. Don't a lot of people use a scaled down version?
Mm-hmm.
With their also ListSource, and I was going to touch on why you want to go to the Mac Daddy.
Yeah, so ListSource is really just a shell. It's a shell designed for foreclosures, single family residential foreclosures. So, and we're obviously land people,
right?
And you know, we do a lot of housing deals, but not like that. So, and we don't hunt down foreclosures or back tax property or any of that stuff.
Right.
If we identify an area, whether it's houses or land, everybody gets an offer with few exceptions. Like, we never mail offers to industrial property, and for a lot of reasons I don't want to get into now. But To answer the, you know, today's topic is, this is where you get the best property acquisition data. What's the second best, Jill? Agent Title Pro.
It's our Title Pro, yeah. I guess. I'm like, they're really giving our main guys a run for their money. So what's interesting, what I wanted to bring up the Mac Daddy version to, is you need the, it's not that you just need to have the property ownership information. You don't, you're not looking for just the name and the address of the person who owns the property. You're looking for very specific information about this property. And that's why this is the best data.
That's a great point. So, you know, you do not want to send a $1,000 offer to a 5-acre property that has an assessed value of $6.2 million. You know, that's, you're wasting your time. You're wasting money on postage, and you're really, quite frankly, upset, really pissing off the person that you send it to. You want to be smart about it and isolate the properties. Let's say if they are all 5-acre properties, isolate them to the point where the assessed values are the lowest ones in the county. So you get a higher yield on the mailer. You know, for every 100 offers we send out, after we do what we call data scrub, we buy between 1 and 5 properties. Mm-hmm. That's for land. For houses, it's about 1 to 2,000 right. mailers. So, but there's Jill's exactly right. You can't just buy a list of names and addresses and send it out. It's a little bit more complicated than that. And quite frankly, that's what makes this really successful.
Exactly. This data that we're using too, because like Jack says, there's a reason we're here and we're sharing all this, because we've done it all wrong. So, right.
I have.
But some of the—
Still do some stuff.
Gosh. And it's so nice, the people that come to me and they come into our world and they're like, oh, when they see our data and they line it up with what they've been using, and to see all the different parameters that they can select. And one of my big ones is the improved percentage. We're looking for properties that don't typically have a structure on them. We don't want to do it accidentally to this—
That's a great point.
—gorgeous cabin on there. That's one that I when I explain that to people, they go, oh, because it's a lot of places you can't get that specific data. It exists, but for whatever reason, that company, whoever it is, they don't pull in that data from the assessor.
Right.
And it's really important to be able to say, you know, this exact size property is what I'm doing. I'm doing this exact zoning. I'm doing this exact whatever it is. And I can even put in the improvement, you know, 0% or null. And it's that's what we're looking for.
When you look at lines of data, assessor data, and we're to end on this point, it's real hard to see if there's a structure on it or not. So nearly all the assessors that we deal with separate the land assessed value and that, in which Jill just referred to as improved value. Improvements are anything that's done to the land to make it, you know, usable. In a lot of cases, that's putting a structure on it. So we only mail to improved value of 0.
Yeah,
it's just land.
Exactly.
There's a bunch of little tricks like that. It's not tricks. It's just experience.
Exactly. But, and for other people who use our data who want to put in an improved percent up to something, maybe they're looking for a structure. You have that capability.
Right. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I thought that was pretty clear.
I think so. You know, it's kind of—
Did you miss anything?
No.
Or did we miss anything?
No, I don't think so. You know, it's kind of funny we talk about that. I'm the inspiration. I haven't really had anything inspirational to share. Like, yeah, that's kind of funny.
I think, you know, if you send out 100 letters and you're going to buy a piece of property that's grossly undervalued, that's pretty damn inspirational.
That's true. Yeah. Here's what's inspirational. Just get it in the mail. You know? Do you know what? That's what's kind of funny. We're talking about all this data and everything, and some people, they get a little hung up. They're a little too, you know, there's so much data. Here's inspiration. There's so much data, they're a little bit overwhelmed at what's at their fingertips. Mm-hmm. And I get that. So that's why we're here, and that's why we share what we share. So we can show you what you need. You need this one, not that one, this one, this one, this one. So you can say, okay, I did everything that Jack and Jill suggested. Now it's going out in the mail. Let's see what comes back.
Yep. So, well said.
Thank you.
information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.